Hello, besties. It's Friday yet again. Thank goodness. TGIFF. We survived and we are still here. We are not incarcerated after our last weekend together. Although I got close once, but that's okay. That's typical.
That's a pretty normal weekend for you, though.
It is. It can be. You know, I can get a little street at times, but that's okay. All things worked out. And so now, you know, we've spent this week just trying to recover. But we certainly wanted to share with you all, like we promised last week, our adventures from our season 3 filming weekend, of which there were plenty. Oh, plenty, plenty. I think it started with Ashley's flight doing a little touch and go there. Oh, terrifying, absolutely terrifying. That's happened to me once at San Antonio International.
That was scary. If you've ever had that happen, we were literally getting ready to land. And so I actually had already turned off my airplane mode and texted my husband, like, landing. You know, I'm surprised I didn't also text my mom and every relative, as I feel like I need to as a woman over 40, still doing that. But I texted landed, and then before we touched down, it went back up in the sky, and all of a sudden our plane is shaking violently. And I was like, oh my God. And so I text my husband, I'm like, wait, it's going up. I'm scared. And I said, it's just like Charlotte, because this happened about 20 years ago when we flew to Charlotte. And then my phone cut off, and then I disappeared from the Life 360. And that did not go so well for Dan, my husband, and or me. But luckily, we circled around. A couple minutes later, they let us know what was happening. My heart was beating out of my chest, but we landed safely.
See, that probably happened because you turned off the airplane.
Oh, stop!
What? You caused that.
I mean, right? That it is that fear. Well, the funny thing was, like, other people were like, oh my God, but like, what's happening? I'm like, why aren't they, you know, clear communication. I'm like, why aren't they saying something? Yeah. These two women next to me that were like, you know, a bit older, chill. This woman goes, probably just an aborted landing. And I was like,
no, I figured that part out.
I know that. Okay. So,
but like, cuddle me over the intercom.
Yeah, I'm like, right?
I know you're busy like recovering this.
Exactly. But just
let us know.
Keep us posted. Communication,
let
please.
A bitch
I'm like,
know.
Kristen Wiig on the flight. Like, there's a woman on the plane.
Help me. I'm poor. Oh, gosh. Help me. I'm scared.
You can't go anywhere in 3 seconds. Set up for failure. So,
but thankfully, you made it.
Yeah. Made it. Watched 10 Things I Hate About You on the flight. Had a good one. So it was, it started off well.
Oh, that's like my favorite movie.
Jamie's was uneventful, I think.
So yes. Well, good. Except for like the 30 guys on my flight that were all going to San Antonio for the eclipse. And so it was sort mm-hmm. of cute mm-hmm. Because they were of various ages. We had some older gentlemen, but also some younger gentlemen. They all had matching shirts that like had some, I don't even remember what it said, but like some eclipse saying on it. So I thought that was actually precious. But it was a super full flight because there was so much going on in San Antonio. And we booked this weekend and we had no idea how crazy it was going to be.
Yeah, everyone was in San Antonio this past weekend. I mean, I think it was the Valero Texas Open, the sun, right? Everyone's coming in to see the sun. Oh.
In the golf, if you guys watched the Valero Texas Open, again, this narrow, skip 30 seconds ahead if you hate golf. But it was a very exciting playoff. Oh my God, it was actually a playoff match. But one of the players, Bhatia, who won on the 18th hole to force the playoff, like when they went into the playoff, he was like rubbing his shoulder and asked for a medic to come out. And, you know, if you've ever think that someone's like icing it or think something, and they went back and showed his like little celebration on the 18th hole. And like, it just, and they were like, no, that couldn't be it. Nothing happened. Sure enough, he just gave a tiny fist bump and his arm popped out of socket and went back in and he had to have a trainer. And the announcers were like, how could that happen? And I know because my husband was playing in a tennis playoff match about a year and a half ago. It was the day I found out that both my parents had cancer and I was on the floor upset. And I got a text 2 seconds later from my husband, Dan, saying, I need to go to the emergency room. My arm came out of socket, my shoulder. And I was like, this fucking day. And I was like, what happened? And he didn't like his shot in tennis and just threw his arm up in the air and his arm popped out of socket and he had to go get put under and have it put back under. So anyway, it was a very exciting end. So those golf fans can, non-golf fans can now re-listen. But it was it was even more dramatic than our weekend was.
Oh, gosh, that's wild. See, everything was happening in San Antonio, not just HR Besties filming. But we do have some funny moments to share, right? After I picked the ladies up, we went to La Panaderia. So those that are local, you know, that's like a nice, you know, joint, like a lunch spot, breakfast spot that has really, really great, like an incredible bakery. Highly recommend. But someone liked Ashley's hat there and came over to tell us about it.
Hat in air quotes.
Right, Ashley?
Because he comes over to our table and he's looking directly at Lee as he tells Ashley, I like your hat. And so obviously we know where this is going. And Ashley, feel free to jump in because I was thinking Ashley was about to be recognized, right? Like, oh my God, you're Manager Method. What are you doing in San Antonio?
So did I.
But he's still not breaking eye contact with Lee as he's telling Ashley that he likes her hat. And then he looks at Lee and he's like, oh, I've seen you on TikTok. You do those little HR TikToks. And so like both Ashley and I, because I'm very empathetic and like, I'm an empath. I'm like feeling defeated for Ashley.
It's embarrassing. I said it was like Bridget Jones' Diary, if you've ever seen that. And like the guy that she's friends with that had written the song or whatever long ago. And the person's like taps and he's like, yes, like, you know, answers. Excuse me. And the guy's your chair's on. Yeah, it is me. And he's like, your chair's on my wife's jacket. And he's like mortified. Like literally the guy comes to me and I'm like, smiling. And I'm like, but it took me a second to realize that he was not looking at me. He was talking at me, but looking at Lee. So,
but he was nice. He was very nice. So shout out to that guy.
He was very nice.
Yeah, he was nice. And then we went straight from there to the photo shoot. Had a little photo shoot, a little happy hour themed photo shoot, right? Because we started our happy hour Fridays. So of course we needed some fun shots, fun and fresh shots for that. I'm always pro that. And had a couple wild hours with our photographer there, quite a few funny moments. I think my favorite moment of the weekend was when Jamie was coming in dark in the photos, like really dark. She'd been tanning. She got some sun. So she needed some light. You know, the photographer was like, we need to put some extra light on Jamie. And Jamie's like, what is it that I look like, right? I mean, I look, you know, different, you know? And what is it? And the photographer's like, Oompa Loompa. And you were thinking something more, you know, exotic, perhaps, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking like Puerto something. Rican.
She goes, Oompa Loompa. Yes. We're like, yes, it's giving Wonka. It's giving Wonka with the hand motion, you know? It's giving Wonka. Oh, I about died.
Yeah, I was offended. I was like, so I'm orange.
At least you were more natural behind the camera. You're in front of the camera than I was, apparently.
Ashley, I've seen the sneak peeks and I was not.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we did pull out the champagne a little bit. We popped a bottle. A pretty wild photo shoot. Pouring, you know, doing a few pours and all of that.
Well, the photographer felt fun. Pity for me. She said she could tell that I was trying hard to pose. And so,
you were trying hard.
It's fine. You will never see my pictures.
You have that one. Good
just like, go sit on a couch. You do well on a couch. Like, okay, I'm going to go sit back down.
You're a good couch sitter.
You're a good chair. You're good on a chair.
Good chair.
Yeah, so. Kind of like that Olin Mills vibe.
I'm more of a glamour shot type. I need some big hair, a nice jean jacket with the popped collar.
You're good with portraits.
Yeah. Not really, that's apparently, with that either. But it's, you know, it was funnish. There's nothing like pain to make yourself to feel badly about yourself. It's always a unique experience like that. It's like work, I guess. But at least you're getting paid,
right? Well, I was crying laughing because Ashley, if I may share, you had purchased an outfit, but you didn't try it on before the photo shoot. And it was,
I'm one of those people. If you don't really like shopping, that's, I'm your person.
Right. Right. Where, you know, I plan my stuff for like months, all crazy, because it's hard to fit, you know, like 5'11" and all that, you know, I have to make sure shit works, but you showed up with the thing pretty much like still in the bag. But what was it?
It was literally, it was not pretty much. It was actually in the bag from Amazon that had come.
And what was it? Can you describe it?
It was supposed to be a romper.
It was supposed to be a romper.
It was more like a. It was more like a leotard.
It was for sure a leotard. There was ass cheeks.
So then I just put pants on over it. So if you look in the picture, it looks like I'm wearing a diaper. It's not the astronaut jokes from last time. I am indeed wearing pants over my romper and overall. It was very uncomfortable. It did not turn out well in the pictures, and I'd like to say I'd learned my lesson, but probably not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it was supposed to be a silver sequin romper, which it looks so fresh online, because I remember you shared a photo.
It did look very cute online.
It looked really
those people.
Cute.
But you squish it into my... Squish it down a little bit. Just not flattering, so...
Then you walked out, and you were like, is this too short? You put it on, you're like, is this too short? It's like, oh my God.
I was like, turn around, I see your ass cheeks.
Someone's ready for their gymnastics like trials.
That is a leotard.
Yes, literally.
Yeah. So that was, yeah, I couldn't wear that. But now my dilemma is, in addition to not liking shopping, I really hate returning shit. I'm not like, Lee has no problem
like
whatsoever.
Me.
The journey for me to get back to the UPS store to return this, even though Amazon will make it very easy by scanning it, is like an odyssey. It's really, I'm going to put it in my to-do list for about 7 days in a row, and I'll probably finally get to return it about 8 weeks after the deadline is pretty hardcore.
Man. So, well, return it online right now. And then you can take however long.
I'm going to multitask. Instead of listening to this, happy hour. Is this like a happy hour where someone's telling a story and then you all of a sudden you're looking at your phone. You're like, the fuck, I aren't even listening to me. So I'm going to be that person.
I'm just very concerned for you.
You should.
Like, you need justice from that romper.
They better not make me send a picture. What did it look like?
It was defective. It was defective. That's what you need to mark.
Defective mean?
But you did not look bad.
What are you talking about? Of course I did. I looked awful.
No, you felt bad and you looked like you were diapered as an adult. But it didn't look bad. I love that bow on the side. Like it looked like you pulled it off with the pants.
Not really, to be honest, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm just saying I didn't think it looked bad, but it made you feel bad. And then, so I know you were like, ugh, blah, you know, but we recovered. We had multiple outfits.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music chord by chord. And others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think the highlight of Friday was definitely going to Hopscotch. Shout out to Hopscotch, which is like this really cool art installation, museum, bar. Like it was eclectic. Like that was a really cool place. But shout out to Gage and his team over at Hopscotch for lending us their lobby.
It was fun. And the besties that came up, it was so, you know, it's like anything where you never know, you know, you put yourself out there and you're like, never know. It was so much fun and having conversation and meeting you all, and we have some of our pictures on the socials, and that was very cool.
Highlight, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like love meeting listeners. So lots of HR folks there coming up, and we took some photos and lots of fun. And then of course we went through Hopscotch. We hopscotched through Hopscotch.
Oh my God, that was so cool. I got to play in the ball pit.
You got your ball pit. That was a goal. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely a goal of yours. I think we had some fans kind of follow us around, and we didn't, you know, they didn't want to talk, but they just wanted to watch us, and that's fine.
Like an exhibit at the zoo.
That's always interesting. Yeah, you know, we were just part of the exhibit there. But no, it was fun. And then of course took them to the Riverwalk. So we checked that box, that was on their to-do list, and went by the Alamo. So we got to see that so we could remember it. So check, right? I mean, we got a lot in that night, a long night, but a fun night.
Yes. My feet were killing me by the end of the night, and I was just like blacking out in pain. Except Ashley, I'm like, my feet are a little bit.
We did some hiking, but San Antonio was such a fun city.
It's beautiful. I texted my husband. I was like, let's move here. Like that's...
No, it was lovely.
The quintessential millennial thing to do, right? You visit a new city but you've never been in and say, I could live here.
Exactly.
It was totally me.
Then, of course, we went and transitioned into film days, which we got 11 episodes in. We're proud of that. And so, you know, some of those episodes were based on y'all's feedback and emails and, you know, hey, we want to hear about this and this and that. And so we incorporated that into our content. We wish we could have recorded more, but on Sunday we had a live band next door. So right as we were about to start filming, it's like, ba-da-ba-da-da. I mean, just like literally like this freaking live band on a Sunday performing.
We pulled up and I was like, we pulled up and there was a flag up front. And I was like, hold on. I was like, Lee, is there a church service here? And Lee's like, no, it's like a podcast. Like there's a brewery. It's like a shopping center. I was like, no, I know.
No, I saw it. I was like, oh, yeah.
I know the pop-up. And then they're like, oh, the music's going to start and then we're going to start the service. I was like, no, I've been to praise and worship services.
The
they have,
thing.
It's that right. So like, like literally we were like, can we go? Can we? And like our awesome, Deshaun, our awesome audio engineer was like, I don't know. And then also the drum starts hitting in. Yeah. He's like, nope.
Cymbals.
And so then they're like, they're going to quiet down. We're like, okay, cool. It's quiet for like 2 seconds. And then all of a sudden the service starts and the guitar. I mean, it's as if someone were in your ear playing guitar loudly.
There was no way we could have recorded an episode or two episodes.
No. So we chuckled. So we pivoted. And it was a great pivot.
We pivoted. Yeah.
I changed my flight.
Yes. I mean, that was clutch right there.
Since I finally was able to come home in anticipation of the Masters.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so that opened your afternoon, and shout out to Delta for being easy. And so you were able to leave a little later. Fantastic. So we pivoted over to the Pearl for those that have visited or are from San Antonio, live in San Antonio, and did the farmer's market, which of course just means lots of drinking outside because that's what we do here. So we had a couple fun drinks there and walked around the Pearl and did some shopping. And then went back to film, I think around noonish, just a little buzzed. I was, but I'm easy.
And I definitely was.
Yes, you for sure, yeah. That just makes for funner content, you know? So
it was entertaining. It was fun. And with our new hat, you can see on our social, if you go to our HR Besties pod Insta, we'll still have some static stories, and our LinkedIn with the matching pajamas.
Oh,
someone
yes,
said they're like,
yes.
You followed through as you said on the podcast, which
I come through with matching pajamas and Lee was forced.
Yeah. And I did it. I've never done that before. So that was a first for me. I say it like it's like a crime.
Exactly. Right? A first time offender.
Yes,
time.
You know, that was my misdemeanor there. But, you know, because I'm an only child and I don't know. I just was not in a sorority. I don't know if y'all did that, Ashley.
No, it was like before. I don't think matching pajamas, I don't think were quite the thing.
But lots of matching things, right?
Before Instagram came around. So our matching pajamas would be like matching like sorority, like t-shirts and things like that.
Shirts,
but like
yes,
in my college days, I also was definitely not going to be springing for matching pajamas, and nor were my parents. So, it's a relatively new thing for me, but I like to think, Lee, I think you liked it. I think Lee's going to be asking us, come on, Jamie, Ashley, you guys, we got to do it again. Well, I have some ideas in my head. So I'm going to.
Uh-oh. Is one a matching silver sequin romper?
Yes, actually, yes. I'm going to make everybody else wear that.
We almost should, just to be funny. And it's like, you could take the OnlyFans water baby photo where it's like over the shoulder and like the butt cheeks hanging out. Oh my.
Yeah, but I have a huge ass, so that would like look like a thong on me. It would not be appropriate. Yeah.
Oh man. Mine would just be flapping in the wind with my hatchet ass. But
well,
okay.
I went back. I did. So as we've recorded, I've been going on. I went on my phone and ignored what everybody was saying, and for sure. Yes. And did it. And yeah, like it's like fun disco party outfit. Like I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe people take a lot of substances before they wear that. But the model, of course, looks lovely wearing it. There we go. But yeah, I'm going to make you guys wear it. In addition, I have a few outfits I'm going to make you all wear.
We should just pass that romper around. Mail it to me and I'll take a photo in it.
The sisterhood of the traveling, romper tard.
The traveling romper tard.
It's just like the traveling pants. I've never seen Lee Lethizar. I feel like she's about to send an email with thanks with 2 exclamation points. I'm getting so closer to it.
No, we had
fun. She's back to her.
Oh my God. We have lots of inside jokes from that.
We did. We had so much fun. Lee, thank you so much for having us.
We had so many good snacks. Oh, Lee's.
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh yeah. My mom was quite the hostess.
Oh, yes.
Mama manifesto. I mean,
she hooked us up. I mean, we had snacks for the studio. We had a drink selection.
Lots of
she
booze.
Brought us breakfast. She brought us lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We were taken care of.
Yeah, I packed her. She came back with me. So I packed her.
No, she's something else. Shout out to Mama. She's gorgeous. She's intelligent. She's got a doctorate. She's giving. I mean, she is legitimate. You know, she's the reason why I'm here, hands down. So, I mean, she really is brilliant. So shout out for all the efforts. She's one of a kind. Yeah, she's good. And she's ready for y'all to come back.
You're ready to come back.
My mom's jumping. My mom's coming. She's ready. She saw the things and
she'll just meet up or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they look like they could be twins. So I think though she's ready.
That's good. Yeah. No, we got to come back to San Antonio. I know I'm biased as hell, you know, but we have to film here again.
No, it's lovely. I was, I know because you hear of like downtown, but if you go, like, first of all, check out the Pearl. Like, I know when you go to a town, you'll show up and you don't know things to do, but that was probably my favorite place. And it's like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes from downtown, but it was just such a lovely, welcoming place. And it was a lot of fun. So I have, I will definitely be back.
I'm an architecture slut. So, my dad actually, that was actually his degree. He got his master's in architecture, but he ended up not being able to dabble that in too much because he had some children. But so I've always been very, like, I appreciate and can respect the art of architecture because of him. And so just the city is just so beautiful. And like, for instance, Hotel Emma, which is like where the Pearl is, absolutely gorgeous. Like every detail is thought out. I just literally, I was immersed in that. It's just, and even like turning a corner and there's the Riverwalk and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I love kind of hearing about San Antonio, right? From someone else's perspective, like y'all's, you know, that I would trust and I like you, because you do take it for granted, right? I'm born and raised here and you forget like how special your spot is sometimes, mm-hmm. you know? So it just made me that much more grateful, you know, to be San Antonian and from here and part of this community. So I am so glad that you all came. I am so glad we had such a successful weekend and we got those badass 11 episodes in. There are some episodes, y'all, you better pull over. Like, at one point I was like, I hope someone's not driving because you're going to run off the freaking road, pissing your pants, laughing at
You are not exaggerating.
No, I was crying in some episodes. I mean, it was so funny. Probably because we were buzzed, but that's okay. You know, it just makes it funnier content.
Yeah, especially the Sunday episodes. Holy shit. what? We were feral.
Yeah, feral, you know, so we're just even more comfortable, right? I mean, we're on this journey as podcasters and creators too, right? I mean, so we keep learning things and try to get better. And, you know, you give us your feedback and we get your content and, you know, we try to put all that together for even a better product, right? That's always the hope. The goal isn't to get shittier at this, right?
That is a good way to put it.
Right. So we do hope that you enjoy the upcoming season and the new episodes, which I think will start week after next, perhaps, doing the maths. I don't have to look at a calendar and like count on my fingers and stuff. To count on my hands, you know.
Use ChatGPT.
Oh, I know. Tell me when my new season starts.
Right. I bet it can. Wizard.
So smart. Oh, gosh. Anything special happening today? I think, Ashley, you have something special.
Yes, actually, I did not mean for that segue, but that does work. Today, I have a new LinkedIn Learning course that's come out about using AI as a manager, specifically ChatGPT. And this course, I went out to LinkedIn in February in Southern California. There's studios there. And recorded this. And so in about an hour, you can find out, not like in an hour's time, like in about an hour total, you can, if you've never really used ChatGPT for work, you can get tips on how to use it. If you're a manager, to support your team, to grow your career. So even if you're not a manager, I think you'll get tips. And there's a cool exercise file, which is like a download that has a ton of different prompts to use. And it explains literally how to get to ChatGPT. And I'm really excited. And you can see me dressed as a robot in the first.
Yes.
I was just about to say that. I was like, don't forget, you're dressed as a robot.
I hope so. When I see it for the first time, it'll be the first time I've seen it. So hopefully that didn't get cut. So if you don't see me dressed as a robot, then
that's because LinkedIn hated it.
Yeah. Of it. Yeah. That'll be the only outfit. You won't see me in the romper, but you can see me in the robot costume. It's cool, but a couple other LinkedIn Learning courses, but if you follow, you can follow us all on LinkedIn. And if you follow me, I'll be posting a link to get that LinkedIn Learning course, access to it for free for a limited period of time. So.
God, kudos, Ashley. What a feat, because there's so much work going into that.
It is.
You know, lots of planning. You know. Yeah, it looks simple. Because, you know, you're having something so smooth delivered to you, right? But it is not. Like, it's blood, sweat, and tears behind the scenes, courtesy of Ashley and LinkedIn. So lots of hard work there coming to fruition. Like, that's really special.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to my LinkedIn team out there. And you get feedback, like, every night when you record. And so when you show up the next day, you're always like, oh, what would they possibly say? But it's a nice team. And it's kind of nice because working for myself, I, you know, present to other companies, but you go out, you go to their cafeteria, get free food. I was there on Valentine's Day. And so I make the crafts. Like, they have crafts now for employees and like write cards for seniors. Yeah. It was a good, fresh. I love. Yeah, but it's in Carpinteria, California, which huge shout out to that town, because it's like just south of Santa Barbara. Really very, another, like I was telling them, like the way I felt in San Antonio, like the vibe very similarly. So anyway, that's a little behind the scenes of that.
Any news for you, Jamie?
My dad should be here later this afternoon. I'm very excited about that.
Oh.
He lives in Michigan, so I don't get to see him very often. So I'm excited to see my dad and he can see his boys.
What are you guys going to do? You guys must have sports, I'm sure.
My youngest has a little flag football game. So unfortunately, he's going to have to attend that. But he said he wanted hot chicken.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to scope out. I mean, obviously in Nashville, we have a lot of choices and then you have like the originals, right? Like Hattie B's and Prince's Hot Chicken. But those places stay packed. And so I'm not entirely sure where we're going to go yet, but Daddy said he wanted hot chicken. I'm going to get him hot chicken.
I mean,
he's going to get his hot chicken.
Plug to my alma mater, KFC. I can't go wrong.
Actually, their Nashville hot chicken is not bad.
I will take that as a compliment.
Yeah, like it doesn't taste like Nashville hot chicken, but it's like pretty good. Yes, I've got it.
The last time I had KFC was in Barcelona.
Okay.
about 12 years ago, and I was there, and I have a very, very severe seafood allergy. Well, Barcelona is a very seafoody town, right? So I'm allergic to fish, some strain of iodine, I don't know. I had to carry an EpiPen. But I went to Barcelona. I wasn't feeling good. And it had been a decade since I'd eaten at KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, before, you know, but it was like, I just saw it on Las Ramblas. It's like a 3-story one. And I'm like running to it like a, you know, an American, you
know, like,
I need something like familiar. I need something that won't kill me. These tapas are all laced with like anchovy oil and whatever else. Like,
exactly. You're going to be like stabbing yourself like Pulp Fiction.
Yes. I was like, chicken. Oh my God. Like all gross. And I ate it like at the bench seats that are like at the window where you can watch people. And literally I was like, I had like oil like all over my face. Like it was gross, dude. Like it was like poster American in this window, like chomping on mashed potatoes and like greasy. I hadn't had it since, but it was very fulfilling.
Well, okay. Rude.
No, well, yeah, but I mean, you know, I only eat it when I'm traveling somewhere, apparently. Like if only in Barcelona is the best KFC.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't think I saw any fast food restaurants in San Antonio.
Yeah, you're right.
Except Whataburger, and you passed like a few of those.
Is that how you pronounce it? Whataburger, not Whataburger?
Yeah, no. We pronounce it Whataburger. Wow. Like water, like Whataburger. Water. But it's what a burger, you know, but we say Whataburger. So if you're local, you would say Whataburger.
That's all I saw. But for real, like I didn't see a McDonald's. I didn't see a Taco Bell.
Yeah,
really
that's true.
Didn't.
You didn't see it. I know you
All you saw was the puro.
The puro shit, you know? Yeah, yeah.
What do you got going on, Lee?
Oh, well, I've got an interesting thing on Saturday.
Ooh.
I'm going to this big Lego convention. So the Lego convention's in town in San Antonio.
That actually sounds like so much fun, though, because I know how much you enjoy Legos.
It sounds cool as shit. Yeah, I'm going to buy probably way too much of Legos. It's cathartic, right? It's like crocheting or something to me. But, you know, it's called Brickfest. I'm not trying to sponsor it or whatever. I don't work for them. But I think they have like a ball pit sort of thing you can go into the Legos, which sounds so painful. It does. I may just lay on it and like pretend. Like I'm going to do a Lego angel. I'm doing this with my hands, the angel movement.
What? Have you stepped on, when you step on, like the worst words to ever come in my mouth are when I step on a Lego. Yeah. I can't imagine putting like my face in them. I'm gonna like scratch a cornea.
No, I'm just gonna lay back on them. You know, that's all. I'm gonna lay back on them. I'm gonna take a photo for the gram, you know, but I can't imagine playing in them, to y'all's point. It sounds horrific, but I'm sure I'll waste, you know, however much money on shit I don't need at this thing. And then next week on Thursday, big news in San Antonio, we kick off Fiesta. So Fiesta, a big 10-day event there, hundreds of parties, and it's a big deal, you know. So I'm going to a few parades and all of that, you know, festive bullshit.
So fun.
Yes. Remember, I taught y'all cascarones, how we do cascarones, and we say Viva Fiesta and all of that, right? Yeah. Get me some Fiesta medals and have my gordita, my annual gordita outside. And so that'll be good. So
what's a gordita? I'm like, I know a Taco Bell gordita.
That's what I was thinking, a cheesy gordita crunch.
Gordita. Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. So, but it's a real one. Like, you know, like a gordita, like not from the freezer, you know? So like made from the little grandma on the street, you know?
Well, I don't think Taco Bells are frozen. I don't know this for a fact, but you know,
I'll
stick
eat the
up
Taco
for my
Bell. I will late night. I just don't have a Taco Bell option.
Okay.
So my late night option is Whataburger. But anyway.
You'll come back to Atlanta and we'll go and
yes,
we'll go
I would, and I would eat it. I would
and
eat
we'll
it.
Have, and we'll have
I would
it.
Eat
we'll
it.
Have it properly.
I like those cinnamon twist things. I remember those.
I sent your shade about Taco Bell to the Taco Bell HR team and they listened.
Can I get some Taco Bell merch?
Send me some and let me try it.
Yeah, for sure.
Send me some merch and I'll try it. Don't they have like those pretty drinks that are like electric colors?
Yeah. Baja Freeze.
Okay. I've just seen them on the Instagram.
Yeah, they have freezes too.
Baja Blast.
I'm a Taco Bell connoisseur. from that episode, just so y'all know, I've had many besties reach out and they confess that they too are a Taco Bell slut, and I am designing a shirt that says Taco Bell slut. So it's coming.
Taco Bell brothel.
Taco Bell brothel. Oh my gosh. Yes. I think that'll be a popular shirt, Jamie.
There's a lot of us out there.
Yeah.
Just in these streets.
I know. I need a Whataburger. Whore bag.
I mean, I was thinking
Whataburger whore.
But,
Yeah. I need something. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh.
You know, I love alliteration.
Everybody sure does. Everyone in corporate does. That's gorgeous.
Just makes sense, you know? All righty. Well, gosh, Friday, we made it.
We made it.
Time for the weekend.
Next week, we'll have to do some listener questions, but I think this was a jam-packed, very special episode to recap our San Antonio trip, but we'll get back to more of the business than the bullshit next happy hour. Maybe, probably not.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck that.
I know. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, Wednesdays are business. Fridays are bullshit. That's generally actually a good theme for any type of job.
It's a corporate mullet.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
El Camino.
It's a corporate El Camino, you know? Business in the front, party in the back.
Party in the
right?
back.
Well, gosh, on that note, we wish you a wonderful weekend. Stay out of the Lego pit. It hurts. We heard that.
Yeah, don't get arrested.
Yeah, look up. Lee's going to be Scarface for our next episode. Just
all these cuts.
Can't wait to see those pictures and videos. Right?
And take Ashley's course. Check that out. Absolutely check that out. TGIFF. Take care.